A body representing over one-third of Western Australia's Indigenous communities has decided to invest in a large-scale solar power project in the Pilbara region. The Yamatji Malpa Aboriginal Corporation, or YMAC, thinks that the project will bring good economic and environmental outcomes to the Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples of WA. Victor Petrovich asked the chief executive of YMAC, Simon Hawkins, why they wanted to get involved with this project.
Look, it goes back to when we were negotiating the iron ore agreements with the major miners, and the traditional owners talked openly about wanting to have equity on what was happening on their country, and the mining companies were opposed to that. So when Pilbara Solar came along and we raised the issue about equity, the directors, or then to be soon to be made directors of Pilbara Solar, said, of course, that's an obvious thing. The Aboriginal people is going to be on their country, and therefore they need to have an equity stake in what happens. And it was such a refreshing approach that we jumped on the bandwagon.
So is there purely economic reasoning behind this?
Look, it's a combination of economic reasoning. It's also a combination of that solar farms themselves are less invasive than mining. There's also, they have a lot more flexibility around design, so you can take consideration cultural significant sites and features as well. So we feel that there is a very sustainable approach that can, from a business perspective as well as from a cultural perspective.
And what can the stakeholders and people that YMAC represents expect to see as benefits of this project?
Well, basically, it's a combination of factors. There's the opportunity for Pilbara Solar either to be a developer itself and YMAC's a 25% stake in that, or you'll have a combination of Pilbara Solar and the various claim groups being co-owners of the actual infrastructure on the land. So it will depend upon each set of circumstances and the business model will vary, but it means that there'll be an income stream, hopefully that'll come flow through to YMAC, and there'll also be the various claim groups will have equity ownership of what's happening on their country.
And is there a chance of sort of more employment opportunities for those people in those Indigenous communities?
Oh, definitely. So the complete package is equity ownership, so they own the capital and they can generate their own income, because, you know, essentially once you've built the solar farm and you're selling the power, then you'll make money off it, and you can work out a business model to have an ongoing fund that comes from cash flow that comes from it. We'll need to have ensure that there's technicians that can maintain the sites and people that can be part of the development of Pilbara Solar. So it has all the different levels of capacity building associated with ownership as well as actually working employment within the actual industry itself. It's a greenfields industry, so it's a great opportunity to try and get these things addressed well ahead of time.
And how viable do you think this project will be in the long term?
It's highly viable. Essentially, you'll see the end of non-renewables in the future. So solar, nitrogen, wind, wave, all those other forms of energy are going to be so important for the future functioning of industry and communities in Western Australia and right across the globe.
And are you aware of what the reaction by some people in the local communities there has been to this project?
So far, it's been very strong. And there's obviously issues that people have around, you know, what does it mean in terms of their own aspirations to enter the solar industry? And from YMAC's perspective, the more players, the better. The more renewables that are being generated in the Pilbara, the better for the environment, for the employment opportunities, for business development for Aboriginal people.
Chief Executive of Yamatji Malpa Aboriginal Corporation, Simon Hawkins, ending that report by Victor Petrovich.